This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
With the 67th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, my Houston Texans select Davis Mills, QB from Stanford. Go Texans, baby.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. Brought to you by BioCleanTex.com on Sports Radio 610.
You just heard the selection. Davis Mills, new quarterback for the Houston Texans. Let's get about as much information, educated info as we can from his college coach, David Shaw. Coach Shaw joins the show right now. Coach, appreciate your time. Landry Locker, John Lopez, how are things going out there?
Oh, outstanding. Outstanding. Just another beautiful day in Northern California.
There aren't too many non-beautiful days out there. Tell us about Davis Mills. What are the Texans getting in Davis Mills? Obviously, not a lot of experience, in-game experience as, compared to other quarterback prospects. But what did Nick Caserio and the Houston Texans get with their first selection of the 2021 NFL Draft?
Well, I could take up your entire show talking about Davis, so I'll try to keep it short.
Okay.
There's a reason why this guy was the number one quarterback coming out of high school. In high school, we saw his athleticism, his accuracy, his arm strength, his leadership, all the things you're looking for. You never know how that stuff develops in college. I was at the state championship game where he hurt his knee, came back, hurt the same knee again. And his early on his time at Stanford, he is completely healthy. And a lot of people had questions about his health, but we have a standard here that all of our quarterbacks wear knee braces. He didn't need to wear a knee brace this year. So at the pro day, and people saw his athleticism in games anyway, but the pro day, they saw him really take the knee brace off and really be able to run around. What you're getting is a tough, smart, accurate, athletic, guy that has command. He will match the offense as soon as possible. And when you see him play, there's play that you think a quarterback should be able to make on your level, he'll make it. I know it's a broad statement. It sounds like a college coach overstatement, but I put a film together, right, where I took out – here's the bottom line. I spent 9 years in the NFL, and the quarterback coaches and coordinators and scouts that get it right, they don't look at all the bubble screens. They don't count all those things that happen in college football. You cut out the third down production. You cut out the red zone throws where the windows are really tight. You cut out the times they have to throw the ball with guys in their face, because you have to do that in the NFL because there's always going to be somebody in your face. But I cut out a film. I made a film of all situations over the last 2 years. And I would put that film up against any quarterback in this draft. His escapability, his arm strength, with throwing the ball under pressure, outstanding.
We're speaking with Stanford coach David Shaw, coach David Davis Mills at Stanford. Now, you just talked about your head college football coach cap. Put your NFL analyst cap on, which I know you've done a lot of. What led to his not dropping, but his being taken in the third round? And what are your answers to that?
It's kind of what you said before. A lot of people are anxious about the number of starts. And I honestly believe it's inconsistent, right? Because he had 11 starts, and a couple guys who went before him had 17 starts. It's only six starts difference. Mm-hmm. But for quarterbacks more than any other position, it's still like ice cream, right? If I like mint chocolate chip and you don't, like, I can't talk you into it, right? You like cookie dough, like that's yours. So when people are looking at quarterbacks, coaches especially, not just scouts, but coaches especially, because you're looking for somebody that fits your offense, there's sometimes you're gravitated towards one guy as opposed to another one, right? You take a guy like Kyle Trask. Kyle Trask is not quite the athlete that Davis Mills or Kellen Mond is, but he's a pocket flamethrower, right? So you can see Tampa Bay saying, you know what, we don't want it. And I know the head coach there, what he likes in quarterbacks, he doesn't want a guy that's leading the pocket. He wants a guy going through his progressions and throwing the ball down the field. He's a down the field passer. So there are a lot of people that say, hey, you know what, I have a more mobile offense. I want a quarterback that moves. So quarterbacks are still like whichever flavor that you like. But I do think, and I truly believe this, most people wanted Davis Mills to come back, because if he did come back, he's probably going to be one of the top two quarterbacks in America and a potential top 15 pick. So this year's third round pick, if he plays up to his ability, which we all believe he will be like getting next year's top 15 quarterback.
David Shaw joining us, coach of Stanford, Coach Davis Mills at Stanford. What about that whole process there? How confident, I'm sure he asked your opinion on this, how confident are you that he's going to be able to reach that full potential, you know, kind of practicing and sitting on the sidelines compared to actually playing in big games for you in 2021? Do you think that this decision, what were the pros and cons of him deciding to leave school? And do you feel like this could hurt him because he did not get that in-game on-field experience out there?
So I'll be very open with you, very honest with you. It was a tough decision. And a lot of people in other places, other states don't understand. Like, California has been really, really slow to progress beyond COVID restrictions. So here's Davis Mills making this decision after really playing the game of his life again in UCLA, played a great game, really had a great season, right? I mean, 70% completion just about. I take out, you know, the first half of the Colorado game because he had to sit on his couch for a week and a half because of a false COVID situation. But when you watch in the second half of the Colorado game through the rest of the year, he was the best quarterback in the conference. I thought he played great. So he's coming off of that. But we also spent the last 3 weeks of the season on the road because we couldn't play football in our county. So in the middle of this decision, he's like, okay, coach, are we going to have a spring ball? I said, I don't know. So he's like, if I came back to come back for this really vital season, I might not have spring football. I might not be able to train in the summer with my team. He said, so if I did come back, like, I still might be hampered in my preparation for this all important season. Whereas he and I both know this guy's going to be a Stanford graduate. Right? He's not young. He's not coming out as a junior. This guy's coming out as a senior. And he's healthy and he feels great. And if Deshaun Watson isn't there for whatever reason, I'm not sure he is going to be sitting on the sidelines. So, you know, he might be the starting quarterback for the Houston Texans as opposed to being a college starting quarterback. So in that way, it would have worked out. But do I think he's ready? Do I think he's capable? The answer to both of those is yes.
When you're looking at him, you know, a lot of people say, including myself, what's the one thing that translates immediately with Davis Mills?
Well, it's two things that are tied together, decision-making and accuracy. Mm-hmm. When it's all said and done, playing quarterback in the NFL, and this is my colorful way of talking about playing quarterback in the NFL. Playing quarterback in the NFL is throwing the ball through a window, but by the time you see the window's already closing, and you're getting chased by wild dogs. So the sooner that you can make a decision, so your anticipation and the more accurate your pass is, the better. And that's one thing he's very, very good at. He gets the ball out of his hands. He throws the ball accurately. And then he can also escape. And that really is what those guys need to do with it. And I know he can do it.
Talking to David Shaw, coach of Stanford, about Davis Mills, newest quarterback for the Houston Texans. Coach, you mentioned earlier, you know, you got to take it tongue-in-cheek when a coach talks about his former college player. I actually feel like you've given us a lot of useful information. I think there's a lot of substance there, which isn't always the case, because the last time the Texans drafted a quarterback, there was a comparison to Michael Jordan. And I want to give you just an example of what we usually expect when we have a coach on, because I'm not just saying this because you're on with us. This is the most like in-depth info that we've gotten. But this is an example, and this is Dabo Swinney talking about Travis Etienne leading up to the draft process. And this is what we expected. You didn't do this, but this is an example of what you were talking about earlier.
He's a very, very unique guy. Honestly, you know, if you're just asking me just of my – comparison of just totality of my football experience, you know, I mean, he reminds me of Walter Payton. That's what he reminds me of. He's probably faster than Walter Payton, I guess. That's the only person really that I could say he reminds me of.
So, Coach, would you like to call Davis Mills Tom Brady with a little more of a killer instinct and a better arm?
Dabo Swinney and I are very good friends. I remember the Michael Jordan comparison. So nothing he says in this realm is going to surprise me. He loves his guys. He's passionate about his guys. I grew up a big time Walter Payton fan. So that's a hard one for me to swallow. But I think it's very, very good running back. He is quick and explosive. And when he plants and gets vertical, it's impressive. But comparing him to a Hall of Famer, I'm not quite there yet.
I got to ask you about Pep Hamilton, your old buddy, because he clearly – well, you tell us. How involved was he in this discussion back and forth and what he might be able to bring to the Texans and specifically Davis Mills?
Well, Pep has been in contact with us. I've heard so many things on TV that this came out of the blue and nobody knew anything. All these teams have been doing this research for months, right? A lot of the teams draft guys because they don't want to clue people into who they're looking at. But I had talked to Pep a while ago. And honestly, I've been talking to Pep. He's a good friend of mine. We had talked about Davis Mills for the last 3 years. And he had talked to our offensive coordinator. So we've had some discussions about what we think about him. He told us what he sees on the film. Two reasons why I love Pep being there. One is Pep knows our offense. And the transition, I think, will be smoother for Davis because of that. Pep will be able to relate what they're doing in Houston to things that we did and have a good way to transition. But at the same time, I mean, Pep Hamilton coached Andrew Luck both in college and in the NFL. Pep Hamilton had a big hand in the young quarterback's rise down there with the Chargers this past year. And I think he's going to have a big hand in preparing Davis Mills for the Texans offense.
Talking to Stanford head coach David Shaw. I want to get you out on this. Another guy that you know very well that is here, Justin Reed. Have you ever seen Justin Reed in a bad mood? Like, tell us that you've actually seen Justin Reed in a bad mood. We call him the Stuart Smalley of football because he's always positive. He's always bright. Have you ever seen Justin Reed ticked off?
In games, I have, absolutely. Outside of that, he's just such a positive human being. And the guys don't just like him. I mean, they feel his presence because he gives you his emotion, right? Some people kind of keep that from you. He's not one of those. He gives you his emotion. He gives you his passion. And he's just one of those guys that if he's walking in the room, he just makes everybody in the room feel better. And that's a gift. That's a God-given gift. And he is just one of those people. So that doesn't surprise me. We knew he was going to make an impact on the field and off any place that he went, because he's also so giving with his time. I follow him on social media and all the positive things he does in the community. He's just a special, special young man, and I'm fired up for him to have, this big year. I believe it's contract year for him.
It is.
He knows that. And I would love to see him have a Pro Bowl year and sign a long-term extension, because I know he loves it there in Houston.
Well, Coach, based on my personal phone and the text board here at the radio station, I know you've been rumored with this team in the past, and we're not wishing any ill on anyone.
He's trying to headline porn you now, Coach.
We are ready for you to make the leap to the NFL whenever you're ready. Listen, man, good luck. I'm kidding, kind of, sort of, maybe. But good luck to you guys, and I know you're killing it over there at Stanford.
I appreciate it. Great talk.
All right, that's David Shaw, head coach at Stanford.
I had to get a recruiting jab in.
I feel like every time any coach opening has been open in the last 10 years.
He was up for this job in 2012.
Well, I know that when the Texas job has been open the last 2 years, I've said David Shaw. They need David Shaw.
He was up for the Texans job 9 years ago. I mean, it's crazy. This guy is a stud.
He really is. The thing about David Shaw is he doesn't just come. He's not a hype man. He will give you some nuance, and he will explain it. That was some good information on new Texas Texans quarterback Davis Mills.
He said something that raised an eyebrow for sure.
Let's get into that. Let's get more into the draft. 713-572-4610. Thanks to David Shaw for hopping on. Good stuff. In the Loop continues on Reaction Monday next.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
David Shaw, thanks to Stanford for letting us set that up. That was a damn good interview. Always feel smarter after I talk to David Shaw. We'll revisit that in 20 minutes. He had some interesting stuff to say. What were you talking about when you said something that David Shaw said stuck out the most?
Well, you know, we're having a nice conversation with a very impressive dude. I bring up Pep Hamilton, and he starts, well, just listen for yourself.
Pep has been in contact with us. I've heard so many things on TV that this came out of the blue and nobody knew anything. All these teams have been doing this research for months, right? A lot of the teams draft guys because they don't want to clue people into who they're looking at. But I had talked to Pep a while ago, and honestly, I've been talking to Pep. He's a good friend of mine. We had talked about Davis Mills for the last 3 years. And he had talked to our offensive coordinator. So we've had some discussions about what we think about him. He told us what he sees on the film. Two reasons why I love Pep being there. One is Pep knows our offense, and the transition I think will be smoother for Davis because of that. Pep will be able to relate what they're doing in Houston to things that we did.
All right. Pep knows our offense, and they'll be able to make the transition smooth. Are we running Pep's offense here? Is Tim Kelly?
I hope so.
No, I do too.
I hope so.
But that's a very big clue right there. You know, Tim Kelly is Bill O'Brien's offense. And I get maybe it's just verbiage. Maybe it's just.
Well, maybe he also knows what he's going to need to be able to do here. Maybe that's also what David Shaw.
Right.
He knows how the skill set could transfer here.
But David Shaw, very candid, very impressive guy, flat out saying Pep knows our offense and is able to make that transition. Now, is that the trend? It just seems as if Pep's. Which we've been suspecting for a while now, Pep Hamilton has a much bigger say in exactly what kind of offense they're running, perhaps even than the offensive coordinator.
A lot of times when you talk to college coaches after their guys are drafted, it's a lot of smoke being blown up your butt.
Yeah.
It's the Dabo Sweeney, this guy's Michael Jordan, this guy's Walter Payton, this guy's a leader of men, I would put him against anybody. But I thought there was actually some in-depth things that David Shaw said that you'll hear in 15 minutes that I think kind of stuck out. Specifically when we are talking about Davis Mills, he talked about the knee injury and the fact that he didn't really need that knee brace. They required him to wear the knee brace. He talked about his ability to process information, his ability to make throws. He straight up said, I was in the NFL 9 years. David Shaw will do draft analysis. It's always very good when he does it. And he said that when it came to throwing into windows, third quarterback, third down, all that, he would put his tape against anybody. And again, we do have to realize that a few years ago, this guy was the number one quarterback in the nation. He was the number one pro-style quarterback in the nation. He was ranked ahead of Mac Jones, who ended up going to Alabama and went in the first round with the Patriots. So there is that. But there is limited tape, and there was the decision by Davis Mills to leave California, which I think David Shaw also brought some interesting insight to, because he mentioned how COVID was handled in California and the fact that last year, the Pac-12, they started the season late.
Mm-hmm.
Stanford had
fewer
to
games.
They had to play their last few games out of their state. They had to practice out of their county. So there is that. So when you wonder why is this guy coming out early if he has all this development, that did play a hand into this. And if you're looking at Nick Caserio and you're thinking best case scenario for Nick Caserio and the Texans when making this pick, it's that this guy much like Joe Burrow did when he was at LSU. This guy, with a full year of tape, a full season under him in his final year on campus, would have all of a sudden been that guy that would have jumped up to top 15 draft picks. So while we're looking at these quarterbacks and we're evaluating the Texans and we're saying, well, the Texans might have a top three pick next year, who could be a guy that we're not talking about outside of Howe and Slovis that could emerge as that top 15 guy? David Shaw's saying, you got him. This is the guy. If he would have played a year for us, this guy would have been that guy, but he decided to leave early because of all the stuff that went on with COVID and because he felt that he was ready, and it was a very, very tough decision. So I think that if you're trying to be encouraged about this Davis Mills pick, I think that piece of information, that piece of data from his head coach David Shaw is encouraging.
Absolutely, it's encouraging. Just to clarify, he may well have stayed at Stanford. Had they progressed quicker in terms of being able to have practices and going to school in person, et cetera, not that they're not, but they didn't do it as fast as other states. He flat out told him, you know, this, there's a lot of uncertainty here, and this is the most important year of my life, talking about this coming season. So he went ahead and made it soon. I mean, sooner rather than later. Doesn't mean he's going to be a hit because David Shaw was so impressive. It means that you understand a little more why the Texans, you know, went with him.
The next time a coach comes on the air after a guy's drafted and he says, this guy sucks, you guys drafted someone bad, that'll be the first time.
Yeah.
So I didn't expect David Shaw to say that, but I did think that there was some telling things from him on Davis Mills and on Pep Hamilton. And I think that's something that you can take away from that conversation. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. Something else that has obviously been a cloud over this organization, really over the city of Houston, since the offseason begun, is the status of Deshaun Watson. We don't know what Davis Mills is going to be and how much he's going to step on the field, but I would be willing to bet, if you ask me to pick between Davis Mills and Deshaun Watson, who's going to take more snaps for the Texans in 2021, I'm putting my money on Davis Mills.
Absolutely.
But does that mean that Deshaun Watson couldn't take snaps elsewhere? Adam Schefter said he anticipates that Deshaun Watson will miss the 2021 season, but after that, there could be a hell of a market for Deshaun Watson. I think starting in Denver, who did not pick a quarterback in the draft this week, and this is Ian Rappaport talking about the uncertainty surrounding Deshaun Watson and Aaron Rodgers and why the Mile High City might be somewhere to watch when it comes to Deshaun Watson.
My understanding is that is one of his potential preferred destinations if this situation is not resolved. And, you know, we can't ignore the fact that Denver Broncos were on the clock. Justin Fields was there. They did not take a quarterback. They kept their options open. It does seem like the Broncos kept their options open at quarterback in case.
Okay. Yeah. Denver is definitely going to be in the mix at some point. Now, I don't know if anything's going to happen. Because, you know, you're also hearing talking about, you know, a complete suspension for the entire season. Then everything changes. Then other people might get involved, et cetera. But clearly, as he said, they're keeping their options open.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. I will say I do feel better, and I don't feel great. I'm not going to, like, buy stock in, Davis Mills being Deshaun Watson's replacement. Although it sounds like David Shaw thinks that not only could he play, he made it seem like he could play immediately for the Texans was what David Shaw was saying. I am glad that Pep Hamilton is here. I think Pep Hamilton, you heard David Shaw say, and you'll hear from him in a sec, say that Pep Hamilton has been asking him about this kid for 3 years, and that's the relationship they have. He was the quarterback coach and offensive coordinator at Stanford. He was Andrew Luck's guy, went to Indianapolis with Andrew Luck. Mm-hmm. So I think as far as developing a quarterback, if Tim Kelly were still the quarterback coach, I would not be confident that Tim Kelly would be able to get the most of this guy. I think Pep Hamilton.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't want him now because Pep Hamilton has that history with David Shaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, Pep Hamilton has a recent history of working with Justin Herbert last year, mm-hmm. Quarterback coach. So you have a guy who actually has a track record of working with young QBs, and he's very familiar with this kid. Again, this guy was projected to be a second-round pick, and the Texans got him in the third. Who knows what happens? It's untapped potential. A lot of times untapped potential doesn't get tapped. But after you hear from David Shaw, I think you'll feel a lot better about Davis Mills. Speaking of which, let's hear from Coach Shaw coming up. Let's put a bow on the show and let's talk about our expectations for the draft picks, as well as the biggest mystery round here, the role of Jack Easterby. Reaction Monday continues next.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Davis Mills, quarterback, Stanford. Texans selection, number 69 or 67 overall. How much does it have to do with Deshaun Watson? I didn't think a lot. Although after hearing David Shaw talk, I guess I'm a little bit more optimistic as to what the Texans could potentially be getting in Mills. And I think you'll hear David Shaw talk about this. And look, I understand that a lot of times when you talk to coaches after the draft, a lot of it is just hype. There's not much substance there. But this is a guy who analyzes the draft. This is a guy who gives in-depth information. And I think when he lays out the variables for Davis Mills, who was the number one pro prospect, pro style quarterback in the country when he came out of high school, I think it makes a lot of sense. You see guys like Joe Burrow, who would have been sixth round pick, seventh round picks in their senior year or junior year, emerge as first round picks. He believes it would have been Mills. I heard McShay and Kuiper say the same thing. Why leave then? A lot of that, I think, had to do with COVID. The way that COVID is handled in California is different here. He also talked about, you know, just the fact that he thinks, or it sounds like he believes that this guy is ready for the next level, and that the injury concerns and all that, David Shaw doesn't have those concerns.
He doesn't. And I think what's important to note here is everything we knew about Davis Mills, he not only confirmed, but he explained it in much more depth, as you're about to hear. But what the most important thing to me is, not ability is not the issue. You know, the issue is how many games did he play? Maybe some other issues that he had with his health. If you're a Houston Texans fan, my point on Davis Mills hasn't really changed that much as impressive as David Shaw has been. He still is kind of up against it here. You know, there still are is a supporting cast that's not anything like the supporting cast that he knew at Stanford in terms of level of play in their conference, in their division. But what I think he's getting at is he can get there from here with the right people around him.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. And here is David Shaw earlier today. You can hear it on the Odyssey app. Fire up that Odyssey app, spread the word, subscribe to In the Loop. This is David Shaw talking about Davis Mills, starting with just the overall outlook. I mean, who the heck is this guy? This guy who started 11 games. Why does Nick Caserio trust this guy to be his first pick, especially with all this uncertainty with Deshaun Watson? Help us out, Coach Shaw. What exactly are the Texans getting in Davis Mills, your former quarterback at Stanford?
I could take up your entire show talking about Davis, so I'll try to keep it short.
Okay.
There's a reason why this guy was the number one quarterback coming out of high school. In high school, we saw his athleticism, his accuracy, his arm strength, his leadership, all the things you're looking for. You never know how that stuff develops in college. I was at the state championship game where he hurt his knee, came back, hurt the same knee again, and his early on time at Stanford. He is completely healthy, and a lot of people had questions about his health. But we have a standard here that all of our quarterbacks wear knee braces. He didn't need to wear a knee brace this year. So at the pro day, and people saw his athleticism in games anyway, but the pro day they saw him really take the knee brace off and really be able to run around. What you're getting is a tough, smart, accurate, athletic guy that has command. He will match the offense as soon as possible. And when you see him play, there's play that you think a quarterback should be able to make on your level, he'll make it. I know it's a broad statement. It sounds like a college coach overstatement, but I put a film together, right, where I took out – here's the bottom line. I spent 9 years in the NFL, and the quarterback coaches and coordinators and scouts that get it right, they don't look at all the bubble screens. They don't count all those things that happen in college football. You cut out the third down production. You cut out the red zone throws where the windows are really tight. You cut out the times they have to throw the ball with guys in their face, because you have to do that in the NFL because there's always going to be somebody in your face. I cut out a film. I made a film of all situations over the last 2 years, and I would put that film up against any quarterback in this draft. his now, escapability, his arm strength with throwing the ball under pressure, outstanding.
We're speaking with Stanford coach David Shaw, coach David Davis Mills at Stanford. Now, you just talked about your head college football coach cap. Put your NFL analyst cap on, which I know you've done a lot of. What led to his not dropping, but his being taken in the third round, and what are your answers to that?
It's kind of what you said before. A lot of people are anxious about the number of starts, and I honestly believe it's inconsistent, right? Because he had 11 starts, and a couple guys who went before him had 17 starts. It's only six starts difference. Mm-hmm. But for quarterbacks more than any other position, it's still like ice cream, right? If I like mint chocolate chip and you don't, like, I can't talk you into it, right? You like cookie dough, like, that's yours. So when people are looking at quarterbacks, coaches especially, not just scouts, but coaches especially, because you're looking for somebody that fits your offense, there's sometimes you're gravitated towards one guy as opposed to another one, right? You take a guy like Kyle Trask. Kyle Trask is not quite the athlete that Davis Mills or Kellen Mond is, but he's a pocket flamethrower, right? So you can see Tampa Bay saying, you know what, we don't want it. And I know the head coach there, what he likes in quarterbacks, he doesn't want a guy that's leading the pocket. He wants a guy going through his progressions and throwing the ball down the field. He's a down the field passer. So there are a lot of people that say, hey, you know what, I have a more mobile offense. I want a quarterback that moves. So quarterbacks are still like whichever flavor that you like. But I do think, and I truly believe this, most people wanted Davis Mills to come back, because if he did come back, he's probably going to be one of the top two quarterbacks in America and a potential top 15 pick. So this year's third round pick, if he plays up to his ability, which we all believe he will be like getting next year's top 15 quarterback.
David Shaw joining us, coach of Stanford, Coach Davis Mills at Stanford. What about that whole process there? How confident, when you, I'm sure he asked your opinion on this, how confident are you that he's going to be able to reach that full potential, you know, kind of practicing and sitting on the sidelines compared to actually playing in big games for you in 2021? Do you think that this decision, what were the pros and cons of him deciding to leave school? And do you feel like this could hurt him because he did not get that in-game, on-field experience out there?
So I'll be very open with you, very honest with you. It was a tough decision. And a lot of people in other places, other states, don't understand. Like, California has been really, really slow to progress beyond COVID restrictions. So here's Davis Mills making this decision after really playing the game of his life again in UCLA, played a great game, really had a great season, right? I mean, 70% completion just about. I take out, you know, the first half of the Colorado game because he had to sit on his couch for a week and a half because of a false COVID situation. But when you watch from the second half of the Colorado game through the rest of the year, he was the best quarterback in the conference. I thought he played great. So he's coming off of that. But we also spent the last 3 weeks of the season on the road because we couldn't play football in our county. So in the middle of this decision, he's like, okay, coach, are we going to have a spring ball? I said, I don't know. So he's like, if I came back to come back for this really vital season, I might not have spring football. I might not be able to train in the summer with my team. He said, so if I did come back, like, I still might be hampered in my preparation for this all important season. Whereas he and I both know this guy's going to be a Stanford graduate, right? He's not young. He's not coming out as a junior. This guy's coming out as a senior. And he's healthy and he feels great. And if Deshaun Watson isn't there for whatever reason, I'm not sure he is going to be sitting on the sidelines. So, you know, he might be the starting quarterback for the Houston Texans as opposed to being a college starting quarterback. So in that way, it would have worked out. But do I think he's ready? Do I think he's capable? The answer to both of those is yes.
When you're looking at him, you know, a lot of people say, including myself, what's the one thing that translates immediately with Davis Mills?
Well, it's two things that are tied together: decision making and accuracy. When it's all said and done, playing quarterback in the NFL, and this is my colorful way of talking about playing quarterback in the NFL. Playing quarterback in the NFL is throwing the ball through a window, but by the time you see the window's already closing, and you're getting chased by wild dogs. So the sooner that you can make a decision, so your anticipation and the more accurate your pass is, the better. And that's one thing he's very, very good at. He gets the ball out of his hands. He throws the ball accurately. And then he can also escape. And that really is what those guys need to do with it. And I know he can do it.
Talking to David Shaw, coach of Stanford, about Davis Mills, newest quarterback for the Houston Texans. Coach, you mentioned earlier, you know, you got to take it tongue-in-cheek when a coach talks about his former college player. I actually feel like you've given us a lot of useful information. I think there's a lot of substance there, which isn't always the case, because the last time the Texans drafted a quarterback, there was a comparison to Michael Jordan. And I want to give you just an example of what we usually expect when we have a coach on, because I'm not just saying this because you're on with us. This is the most like in-depth info that we've gotten. But this is an example, and this is Dabo Swinney talking about Travis Etienne leading up to the draft process. And this is what we expected. You didn't do this, but this is an example of what you were talking about earlier.
He's a very, very unique guy. Honestly, you know, if you're just asking me just of my comparison of just totality of my football experience, you know, I mean, he reminds me of Walter Payton. That's what he reminds me of. He's probably faster than Walter Payton, I guess. That's the only person really that I could say he reminds me of.
So, Coach, would you like to call Davis Mills Tom Brady with a little more of a killer instinct and a better arm?
Dabo Swinney and I are very good friends. I remember the Michael Jordan comparison. So nothing he says in this realm is going to surprise me. He loves his guys. He's passionate about his guys. I grew up a big-time Walter Payton fan, so that's a hard one for me to swallow. But I think it's a very, very good running back. He is quick and explosive, and when he plants and gets vertical, it's impressive. But comparing him to a Hall of Famer, I'm not quite there yet.
I got to ask you about Pep Hamilton, your old buddy, because he clearly – well, you tell us, how involved was he in this discussion back and forth and what he might be able to bring to the Texans and specifically Davis Mills?
Well, Pep has been in contact with us. I've heard so many things on TV that this came out of the blue and nobody knew anything. All these teams have been doing this research for months, right? A lot of the teams draft guys because they don't want to clue people into who they're looking at. But I had talked to Pep a while ago, and honestly, I've been talking to Pep. He's a good friend of mine, and we had talked about Davis Mills for the last 3 years. And he had talked to our offensive coordinator. So we've had some discussions about what we think about him. He told us what he sees on the film. The two reasons why I love Pep being there: one is Pep knows our offense, and the transition I think will be smoother for Davis because of that. Pep will be able to relate what they're doing in Houston to things that we did and have a good way to transition. But at the same time, I mean, Pep Hamilton coached Andrew Luck both in college and in the NFL. Pep Hamilton had a big hand in the young quarterback's rise down there with the Chargers this past year. And I think he's going to have a big hand in preparing Davis Mills for the Texans offense.
Talking to Stanford head coach David Shaw. I want to get you out on this. Another guy that you know very well that is here, Justin Reed. Have you ever seen Justin Reed in a bad mood? Like, tell us that you've actually seen Justin Reed in a bad mood. We call him the Stuart Smalley of football because he's always positive. He's always bright. Have you ever seen Justin Reed ticked off?
In games I have, absolutely. Outside of that, he's just such a positive human being. And, the guys don't just like him. I mean, they feel his presence because he gives you his emotion, right? Some people kind of keep that from you. He's not one of those. He gives you his emotion. He gives you his passion. And he's just one of those guys that if he's walking in the room, he just makes everybody in the room feel better. And that's a gift. That's a God-given gift. And he is just one of those people. So that doesn't surprise me. We knew he was going to make an impact on the field and off any place that he went, because he's also so giving with his time. I follow him on social media and all the positive things he does in the community. He's just a special, special young man. And I'm fired up for him to have this big year. I believe it's contract year for him.
It is.
He knows that. And I would love to see him have a Pro Bowl year and sign a long-term extension, because I know he loves it there in Houston.
Well, Coach, based on my personal phone and the text board here at the radio station, I know you've been rumored with this team in the past, and we're not wishing any ill on anyone.
He's trying to headline point you now, Coach.
We are ready for you to make the leap to the NFL whenever you're ready. Listen, man, good luck. I'm kidding, kind of, sort of, maybe. But good luck to you guys, and I know you're killing it over there at Stanford.
I appreciate it. Great talking.
It's David Shaw. You can hear that on the Odyssey app. I will say this. If Davis Mills is what David Shaw believes he can be, if 2 years from now, let's say that the Texans or the rebuild is 2 years in, you have some guys around Davis Mills and it looks like he's going to be your quarterback. I do think David Shaw coming to the Texans would be mentioned, and I think it would actually be a strong possibility, someone he's familiar with at the quarterback position.
Well, a couple things working here. First of all,
we're getting way ahead of ourselves, by the way.
Are we, though?
Wait.
Let me make this
point. That's the if, yeah.
I've been saying all along, David Culley, all due respect, we love you, nice guy, but is a figurehead head coach. I don't expect that he will be here more than about 2 years. To tie in with that, if what you're saying, if there's, whether it's Davis Mills or not, but especially if it is, when they get a new young quarterback in, Pep Hamilton's going to be a big part of that. Pep Hamilton, I don't expect is going anywhere anytime soon. He'll, you know, Tim Kelly will be gone well before Pep Hamilton. You can kind of read between the lines there when he's saying, you know, talking about Davis Mills coming here, and he's saying, well, Pep Hamilton knows our system and the transition will be easier for someone like Davis Mills. Well, that's his system. I mean, Tim Kelly has a different thing going on. So, yeah, I want one of those guys. I want a David Shaw for the Houston Texans.
You do have, and I mean, it's a one-year window, and who knows what Justin Herbert was destined to be. But Justin Herbert's on record saying that Pep Hamilton helped him become what he was last year for the Chargers, which was the Offensive Rookie of the Year. So, if you're talking about developing a quarterback, and if you're talking about a guy working with a quarterback, Pep Hamilton, last time he was a coach, he was a quarterback coach for a quarterback that was Offensive Rookie of the Year. I don't think Davis Mills will be that, but at the very least, he's working with someone who has some experience in having rookies succeed at a high level in the short term. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. So that's the draft class. You have Davis Mills, quarterback out of Stanford, Michigan wide receiver Nico Collins, Miami tight end Brevin Jordan, TCU linebacker Garrett Wallow, and Arizona defensive tackle, the nephew of John Lopez, Roy Lopez.
He's going to be a stud. Not much more you can say about that. I mean, just listen to his name. Stud. How many lockers are there in the NFL?
Cousin Jake did not make it in Tennessee, but Jake, he got some money out of it. Shout out to Cousin Jake for his unsuccessful NFL career. I think if you ask me to buy stock in a rookie short term and long term, my guy would be Brevin Jordan out of Miami. Very, very, very highly thought of from guys that I respect the most that followed the draft. A 3-year starter at Miami. And on this Texans team, there's going to be a lot of opportunity at the tight end position, because I just don't see Kahale Waring emerging as a consistent contributor on the three deep of the depth chart. So you got your top two tight ends as free agents after the year. I think Jordan's the guy to look out for. University of Miami, the Texans' third selection, 147 overall for a guy that was top 40 for John Harris, top 100, top 80 for Dame Brugler.
You could be right. I think Nico Collins is probably going to play more in 2021 than any other player in this draft.
Well, he's one of the few receivers, although they brought in Conley, that can actually ride the roller coaster at Astro World. Most of those guys were small, so we'll see what happens. It's always one of the most fun Reaction Mondays, the day after the draft. I anticipate a year from now, we're going to be talking about a lot more draft picks and a lot more quality assets used by Nick Caserio. If you missed Nick Caserio this morning, use the Odyssey app, 7:30 a.m. with Payne and Pendergast. If you missed David Shaw, 1 p.m. with us, maximize that Odyssey app, spread the word, subscribe to In the Loop. Thanks to Coach Shaw and the people at Stanford for setting that up. Thanks to the Loopholes. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. John McClain tomorrow at 10:40. We'll get his thoughts on the draft. I know he wanted Mills from the beginning. He's on record. There are receipts. So we'll talk to the general for his most anticipated weekly visit on Sports Radio 610 tomorrow, courtesy of Horn Solutions. For the OG John Lopez, for Figgy Fig being the best in the world at what he do, I'm Landry Locker. We'll talk to you manana at 10 a.m. But in the meantime, Clint Sterner and Ron Hughley are next.
Thank you, Figgy.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.